Welcome to another installment of Sleep Talk, brought to you by Custom Sleep Technology. Recorded at Royal Fox Studios here in beautiful downtown Shelton, Connecticut, where we try and bring you information about sleep that's useful, entertaining, and fun. In addition, every so often, we'll have a variety of guests who come out to talk about their sleep experience, sleep studies, data, and new developments in the sleep community. Welcome to another episode of Sleep Talk. How you doing, Lou?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks again. We're back at it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I've got a very interesting subject to talk about today.
All right. What's on the docket?
There was an article written by a woman whose name is Patricia Marks, and this was published in The New Yorker in their last episode under the On and Off the Avenue title. And it came out on June 20th, and it is all about the mattress industry. The title is How to Buy a New Mattress Without a PhD in Chemistry.
And this is a new article that just recently
brand
came
spanking.
Out.
Brand spanking new. And I listened to the podcast of it. It came across my phone one morning, and I listened to it, and it's just fabulous.
Great.
And she really takes the covers off the mattress industry,
yeah.
So to speak. And she starts out by saying, the disruptor economy has set its sights on your bedroom, offering gel capsules, ice fabric, green tea memory foam, and copper-infused toppers. Will they help you get a better night's sleep?
I don't know. Maybe they're all gimmicks.
Well, might be.
Who knows?
Might be.
We're going to find out today.
There might be some of that.
I have a pillow, and it's supposed to be like a bamboo weave, and it's supposed to have like a cooling agent, you know? So it kind of sounds like some of the things that she describes in the beginning of this article.
Yeah, exactly. I did some research on bamboo. I used to use bamboo covers.
Okay.
Bamboo... you know what the bamboo plant looks like,
right?
Right. In Asia, I was in Hong Kong, and you know how we put scaffolding next to a building,
right?
When it's under construction or mm-hmm. they're redoing the face, they use bamboo.
Interesting.
And then they put the fabric on the outside, you know, but it's bamboo that they use, not steel.
Wow.
So that's how structurally sound.
Yeah.
Bamboo is. And to get bamboo from that from its natural state to a fabric, it has to be broken down, and a lot of that is done using oil.
Oh, wow.
A petroleum-based product.
Okay.
And I had a customer call me and ask me this question about bamboo, and they had found this similar research. And I said, yeah, it's heavily laden with petroleum.
And that's the product you're getting. And then
right.
there's that byproduct in the mattress or
right.
blanket
right.
or pillow or whatever.
Yeah.
I have to throw my pillow out.
It's, yeah, it's amazing. And some of this is what she talks about in this article. Let me just read this first paragraph because it does kind of set the stage. Before we can talk about buying a new mattress, you'll need a PhD in chemistry and another in mechanical engineering. How else to make sense of the latest concepts in mattress technology? For instance, hyperelastic polymer, buckling column gel, phase change molecule fabrics.
Wow.
Ballistocardiograph sensors.
Wow.
I haven't got a clue. Ice fabric in 3D matrix layers. A master's degree in marketing and bullshit will also come in handy.
I bet. Oh, my God.
So
that's a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah. So she bought and tried a whole bunch of mattresses. And that's essentially what the article is about. She goes into some of the history of mattresses going back, you know, thousands of years. We're not going to get into that, but she bought a lot of mattresses and tried a lot of mattresses in doing her research. And you know, she breaks it down into some very basics. So, you know, there's inner spring coils, there's foam, there's a hybrid, which is foam and inner spring, and there's air, adjustable air. Basically, those are all the categories.
They sound like the basic ones that I think most people are probably familiar with.
Correct. And it's from those, you know, those coils or the foams, you know, hybrids have been around forever. But somebody coined it several years ago and said, oh, this is a hybrid mattress.
Right.
Well, there's always been hybrid mattresses. They've always been, you know, coil and foam. But they call it hybrid because it sounds...
Yeah, now it's fancy.
Yeah, now it's a little fancier.
Hence what she says, marketing and bullshit, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so within... There's a lot of foams used in mattresses. But really, there's only two. There's polyurethane and there's latex. And memory foam is a subset of polyurethane.
Okay.
They're all the same. So there's never been all these things that she talks about that are, you know, this 3D matrix layers or phase change fabrics. You know, it's all the same stuff. It's just called different things.
Wow.
And
you're lucky enough to have an engineer to help you with your product.
I do. I have my partner is he has multiple engineering degrees along with an MBA degree. So you know, in doing her research, she found things in mattresses like soy, hemp, horsehair, mohair, coconut fiber, green tea, polylactide derived from sugarcane, also heat conductive copper flex.
I've heard of that.
All of those things are coming from other products. You know, soy is healthier for you.
Right.
Hemp, you know, you can buy a hemp rope, horsehair, you know, all natural. Coconut. All natural, you know, green tea. What does green tea have to do with a mattress?
You got me.
It's just the marketing spin.
Well, if people think green tea, and then their mind goes to relaxation and
revitalization,
and
exactly.
And now you're hooked.
Exactly. And you know, one of the other things she talks about is edge support. You know, a lot of people like to put their socks on while they're sitting on the bed.
Right.
And if the bed collapses, you know, if it goes down when you sit on it, you're putting all your weight in one spot. He'll say, I need edge support. And people have asked me this question all the time.
Right.
And I said, look, you have a queen mattress. Queen mattress is 60 inches wide. So you personally have 30 inches to sleep on. We can take another 4 inches away and put an edge support in. So now you're down to 26 inches. 26 inches is not a lot of real estate to sleep on.
Okay.
So I said, my recommendation is put your socks on the chair. A mattress is for sleeping, not for dressing.
Right, and especially if your mattress is high off the ground. But, I mean, your feet might not even touch.
Yeah. You know, I made one mattress in all the time I've been doing this, and it was only on one side of the mattress. The gentleman, he had the Parkinson's disease, and on his side of the bed, we put not 3 but 6 inches of very firm polyurethane for him to get out of the bed.
So he doesn't fall.
And on her side, we didn't put edge support.
Okay.
But to me, that's the only good reason why you'd want to have edge support.
For safety reasons.
For safety reasons. It's just not something that you really need.
Hmm.
She spoke with a gentleman from Casper, Dubrin Midov. I apologize if I've said that incorrectly. His last name is spelled M-I-T-E-V.
They're going to be very upset with you.
I'm sure. I apologize. He worked for Casper, and he said, you know, beware of the ratings that you might see on mattresses. He said a lot of these third-party sites that have mattress reviews are essentially getting commissions, called kickbacks, based on how consumers purchase through those links.
I see.
So I've heard this forever, you know, which is why I don't.
You don't do mattress
reviews. I don't subscribe to any of these mattress review sites. If somebody wants to do an independent review of my mattress and my products, you know, have at it.
Okay.
But I'm not going to. I understand that that's part of the marketing game in mattress sales.
Right.
But I'm not going to go down that path.
I
want to be independently reviewed, and I'll put our products up against any mattress from, you know, $1,000 to $50,000, or, and there's even some more
we're
going to talk about that are even more than that.
My grandparents had a waterbed when I was growing up.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
That was,
as a kid.
Yeah, she spends a lot of time talking about waterbeds. Waterbeds, you know, were big back in the 60s
right.
and 70s. They kind of peaked in the 80s. And, you know, I spoke with Dr. Moss, actually, the PhD, who ran the psychology department at Cornell.
Okay.
I asked him about waterbeds. And he said, water is very hard to sleep on.
I could see.
You know, it's the concept of falling into water, you know, or floating on water is really the concept. But water in itself is very hard. And now you've put it into essentially a rubber balloon.
Right.
You know, a very thick rubber balloon. And that makes it very hard.
It was never comfortable.
And that's what I've heard. Some people swear by them. I swear at them. It's waterbeds have kind of fallen out of favor over the years. But Dobrin, he has since, you know, kind of left the industry, according to the article, because he could no longer get behind the mattress industry.
Hmm.
And, you know, somebody like that, you know, a company like ours that, you know, I think we do it right. And, you know, I'd love to have somebody like that take a look at our product.
Yeah.
And
especially someone who's been so disillusioned by the industry.
Right.
To maybe get some faith back in the industry.
Yeah, exactly. There's a gentleman, his name is Mike Magnuson. Why can't they have simple names?
No, never.
Never. He's the founder and CEO of the consumer site called GoodBed. Put it this way, if you're shopping for pants, you wouldn't say to your friend, tell me what pants you're wearing, and I'll order the same ones. You wouldn't think to look at the internet for the best pants of 2022. His point is that mattresses are a very individualized product.
Right. And he probably says it in that fashion because people are Googling the best mattress of 2022.
Exactly. And what comes up? These review sites that these companies are paying for.
Right.
To get their ad above somebody else's.
I do think that maybe the consumer in their consumer mind thinks, well, maybe if I buy the newest mattress, it'll have the most updated technology. You know, it'll have the most advanced sleep technology, no pun intended.
Right.
But that's not necessarily the case, really.
No, it's not. And what they call technology is simply renaming the same old stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I put a list together of how many different names you can call foam, it would be endless.
Yeah, it would go
it
on.
It would be endless. She also went and tried one of the local companies to us, Sattva.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, Sattva was located I think they're still down in Westport, Connecticut. And she said she sprawled out on the classic, the brand signature model. It's composed of two layers of inner spring. The bottom is a system of interconnected coils that provide support, and the top has individual encased coils that contour to your body. Above the coils is a thin slab of memory foam for enhanced lower back support and durability. Anyway, covering it all like icing on a cake is a marshmallowy top cotton quilting. The Sattva Classic mattress, now again, these are her words, not mine, comes with three levels of firmness. Firmest equals sleeping on an airport bench.
Oh, wow.
Plushest, sinking into quicksand.
Great.
So,
someone will have to pull you out of that bed.
Yes. I've had a couple of customers who've come to me after having a Sattva mattress, and we've replaced them because, the firm, as she says, is like sleeping on an airport bench.
Wow.
And that does nobody any good.
I've never got good sleep at an airport.
No. And I have slept in a few of them over my career. And here's my opinion.
Okay.
My opinion is that companies make these mattresses so firm, and I'm not just talking about Sattva, but a lot of them make them firm so that they don't collapse over time and potentially violate the warranty.
Oh, I see.
Or trigger the warranty. So there's another comment here about warranties and firm and soft mattresses, but we'll get to that in a minute.
I mean, the industry is basically running a scam to decrease their bottom dollar over time.
Yeah, I mean, the mattress industry has always been equated with selling used cars.
Yeah.
When you look at the mattresses, you walk into a big retailer, Mattress Firm or any of the furniture stores, you've got 50 mattresses to look at, and they all pretty much look the same. So how do you differentiate one from the other? It used to be, and I don't know if this is still the case, but it used to be that when you walked into a retailer like that, they would focus you towards a particular brand because they were getting what was called a spiff.
Oh. Okay?
If you sell that mattress today or this week, you'll make X more in commissions.
A spiff. Okay.
And that's one of the ways that a major brand, we call them one of the S brands, might get you on their product by spiffing the retail associate.
Mm.
That's how they differentiate themselves.
Wow.
Now, of course, the consumer has no idea that that's going on, but there's a lot of ways that people get pushed towards one mattress or another. Memory foam was the biggest thing in bedding. It was invented in 1966 by Charles Yost, an engineer who was contracted by NASA to come up with a material to cushion astronauts' seats during liftoff. And, memory foam is a polyurethane foam. And it's polyol plus diisocyanate, both derived from petroleum.
Okay.
And so memory foam can be driven, the prices can be driven up and down, or cost driven up and down by the cost of petroleum.
Especially now.
And there's some additional additives that make it denser and more elastic. Now, memory foam, and it should be called, as she says, short-term memory foam, because it does return, is worn by the body, and then it conforms to your body. You kind of get the sense of being hugged. Some people say it feels like they're being trapped. Some people like to feel trapped. It does absorb movement, which is one of the good characteristics of it.
I remember those old commercials where they'd have like the parents, and there'd be like one girl jumping on the mattress and there'd be a glass of wine on the other corner.
Right.
It wouldn't move or anything.
Yeah. I used to do a demonstration in the store, and I got to get this back in the store, is I would have a piece of memory foam and a piece of latex, and I would drop a golf ball from eye level, and I would drop them down, and the ball would hit the latex, and as you would think, rubber-based product, it would bounce right back
right.
up. They hit the memory foam and go thud and just stop.
Wow.
Right there.
So that's appealing to a customer.
Yeah. I mean, this has very little... bounce back. It was really intended to conform.
Okay.
And because it's so dense, it does tend to keep the heat in.
Mm.
You know, because it's always been accused of sleeping hot.
Okay.
Memory foam's density also means that it tends to feel hotter than a spring mattress, is what she says. To compensate, memory foam is sometimes infused with gel. In capsules or swirls. Does that work, she asks? Not really, according to Michael Hickner. Hey, that was an easy one.
Hey.
Thank you, Michael. A professor of material science and engineering at Penn State. I think a lot of it is marketing and small design tweaks, he told me.
Okay.
But the main problem he has with foam mattresses is that they are not biodegradable.
Oh,
and that's that's true about memory foam. It'll or any polyurethane foam. It'll last forever. So what she points out is that, you know, what is biodegradable is natural latex foam.
Okay.
You know, so the planet is kind of hoping you buy latex, and it is more expensive.
Right.
But
and
it
latex
lasts,
comes from the a tree, right?
A tree.
Okay.
It comes from a tree. She equates it to the tree giving blood.
Oh.
So, you know, the tree just regenerates more latex.
Okay.
You know, so it really is a very friendly product.
Hmm.
It's much heavier than polyurethane, but that doesn't mean that the density and the feel are two different things.
Okay.
You can have a very soft, fluffy latex and a very soft, fluffy polyurethane. That latex could weigh 10 pounds and the polyurethane could weigh a pound. I mean,
right.
It's a huge difference in how heavy and dense the product is. Mm-hmm. She says it's also bouncier, which puts it on many best mattresses for sex lists.
Oh, wow. Of course she had to include that.
Just in case you were wondering.
Oh, I was wondering.
And literally, I've had that question.
Yeah.
Multiple times. How is this bed for sex? And I always say, you know, it's very bouncy, so.
It's important.
Well, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, you know. You got to keep happy wife, happy life, they say.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's right. So, you know, she goes back and she talks about the disruptors, and she states that a Tennessee startup called Bed in a Box appeared in 2006. The CEO and founder, Bill Bradley, another easy name, had been inspired by Magnaflux, an Italian bed maker that since 1986 has been offering compressed vacuum-sealed mattresses stuffed into duffel bags. Now, this is where I have to kind of disagree with what she says here. Because Bed in a Box... I can go back, and I just did a little bit of research.
Oh,
here.
I see. You've got like a little old school record.
I got a little old school record here. And I don't know if this is the beginning of this, but I can tell you that in 1955, the Sears catalog listed mattresses that came in a box.
Okay.
And Latex International or Latex Foam Products... which was here in Shelton, used to sell latex mattresses packaged in a box to Sears.
Oh, wow.
And that was back, I know that was back in the 60s and 70s.
What a coincidence.
Yes. So I I think there were bed in the boxes, because in Sears catalog you can buy a house
pretty much.
No, a house
in a box.
In a well, it would show up on a tractor trailer, but it they sent you everything you needed to build the house. Now you had to buy the appliances and put the wiring and the copper piping in. But you know, I always, just as a side note, I used to ask my questions, and I'll ask you this question if I don't think I've asked you this before. Okay. In my opinion, Amazon shouldn't exist.
Okay.
What company should be Amazon?
Oh, boy. I feel like this is a trick question. I guess in an ideal world, it would be independent small businesses should make up the whole of Amazon. I don't know, increase the stimulation of the economy and things like that. I guess that would be my answer in an ideal world.
Yeah, and don't feel bad, because nobody has ever given me the answer that I'm looking for.
Okay.
Sears.
I know that you're looking for that answer.
Sears.
But I don't know if I didn't agree with that. Sears should be the new Amazon.
Sears should have been Amazon.
Wow.
Had they converted this 300 or 500 page catalog into a digital online catalog, like Amazon?
Right.
They would be
the number one.
The number one. They had it all. And they've had it all for 100 years in their catalog.
They missed the ticket.
They had the pictures, they had the pricing, they had the descriptions. All they had to do was digitize it.
Wow.
So I asked my economics and marketing classes that question, and nobody, but when I say the answer, everybody goes, oh, yeah. Well, some of the younger kids don't remember the Sears catalog. I happen to remember the Sears catalog. So I take exception to that. But, you know, Casper really, they arrived on the scene in 2014 with their, one mattress that they said worked for everybody. You know, they did the research, this works for everybody. And obviously that's not possible. You know, we all have body different styles. They're different styles of bodies, and all the different characteristics of our bodies and how we sleep, backside, stomach, some variation in between those two things. It's just not possible. But it's an example, in my opinion, of what a company can do with sort of an unlimited ad budget. If I had an unlimited ad budget, I'd have a $500 million company.
Yeah.
So I'm working on that.
Soon.
If you had that, that could certainly put us on the map.
So these box mattresses, were they any good?
Well, the latex ones were.
Okay.
I mean, I talked to people. Keep in mind, I started in this business in 96.
Okay.
And I talked to people who had some of those mattresses, and they loved them. And they wanted to know, because Sears doesn't do that anymore. How can I get one like that Sears one I had?
Yeah.
I've had talked to people who have had pillows for 20 years. Finally, like everything else, you and I included, we all break down.
Yeah, entropy.
And, people say, oh, how do I find, I can't find this pillow anymore. And that's why we offer them. There are basically four or five brands that do all the manufacturing in this industry. Tempur, Simmons, Serta, Sealy, they account for about 45% of the mattress sales.
Okay.
But they manufacture probably about 80% of the mattresses in this industry.
Wow.
They
control the whole market.
Yeah, but what's interesting, they talk about how most of the mattress, the insides are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
They put a different cover on it. They might add another inch of something, and so it looks a little different. Yeah. A lot of it has to do with the cover.
in how it looks
right
in the showroom. So companies will change the name. They call it the name game.
Oh,
in the industry, that same product essentially. So it's branded under somebody's name, but you can't go down the street and say, "Oh, I want that mattress under a different brand name," because they don't exist.
Right.
So it is a bit of smoke and mirrors. Well, I shouldn't say a bit. A lot of smoke and mirrors. And, you know, that's why, you know, at Custom Sleep Tech, you know, we open the mattress. We show you. We build it right there for you based on your body characteristics. And you can see, touch, feel exactly what's in there.
Right.
There's no mystery. And
all the layers and everything.
Yeah.
You explain the function of it as well.
Correct.
And how it applies to their body specifically.
Right. In a two-person mattress, we use 10 different segments to support various parts of the body. And if there was if they had an issue, like maybe they had a hip problem or shoulder problem or back problem, there may be more. It all depends on the person.
Hmm.
She also talks about some of the, you know, the low-end mattresses, you know, you can buy for, you know, $390, $395, you know, $349 in Walmart, and, you know, $259, Tulo's memory foam, Sleepy's Inner Spring, you know, $199. You know, you get what you pay for in many cases. One retail associate said that he learned that although a plush mattress helps you fall asleep faster, a supportive mattress helps you stay asleep longer.
Wow.
I completely disagree with that.
Oh, I've never heard. Okay.
Absolutely, completely disagree with that. Because a supportive, more firm mattress is going to cause pressure points. And you're going to keep rolling around to find a comfortable spot or take the pressure off your hip or your shoulder or your back.
Right.
It all depends on the person, you know.
So it's all that's someone's anecdotal evidence from their personal experience.
That's a sales thing.
It's a pitch.
It's a pitch. You know, it's amazing what people will be told when they walk into a mattress store.
And I'd believe it. See, I don't have the PhD, you know, I don't know all this stuff. Someone could sell me on this and I would eat it up.
Right. Exactly. Because their name tag says sleep expert.
Right.
They're more marketing expert or BS expert than they are, you know, sleep experts. Dr. Moss is a sleep expert who's done multiple studies, written multiple books on sleep and what happens when you get into the various stages of sleep. We talked about that. That's a sleep expert. There's a gentleman, Chris Regan, who's the mattress tester at Consumer Reports. And he recommends shopping in an area where there are lots of mattress stores.
Right.
This is a recommendation. When you head out of a place and say, I kind of like this one, but I'm going to go down the street. The salesperson is likely to give you a better deal.
I bet.
Right? If the price reduction is a no-go, try the free sheets or pillows. These are also online tricks, too. Leave an item in a shopping cart.
Online.
Okay, online. There's a good chance you'll receive an email with a discount code in a day or two.
Mm.
See, this is the kind of thing that we try and just dispense with all this nonsense. We don't lower the price or give you pillows and sheets. We build a mattress to your body to get you the best night's sleep ever. I got a text from a former customer this morning. He was asking, can we make a slight modification to his mattress? He's been sleeping on it now for a couple of months.
Okay.
And I said, absolutely. Because we can go in and take out one component and put another component in based on your history, based on how you're sleeping.
Right.
how the mattress or the product is performing. It's not, can I get a, all right, I'll buy the mattress. Can I get a pillow? Can you throw in the pillow and sheets to go with it?
Yeah, because it's not a gimmick. That's
the deal. It has nothing to do with how you sleep.
Right.
But the products, in my opinion, now that are on the market, they don't really care how you sleep. They just want it, well, they just want you to get past the warranty.
Right.
You know? There's a brand out there you may or may not have ever heard of called Hastings.
Hmm.
This is the other end of the spectrum. Okay. The company's highest price mattress, their king size Grande Vivas, is $539,000.
$539,000.
Yes.
The price of a really nice house.
Yes. That includes the bed frame.
Okay.
Just so you know. Probably a couple of pillows. I'm just going out on a limb here.
Okay.
Probably a couple of pillows. Drake, I guess the entertainer, bought one in 2020. He only paid $400,000. But this is handcrafted. The quality, made in Sweden. Each mattress takes up to 600 hours to assemble and stitch. If you buy one, even the company's lower-priced one, which is $19,575, comes with a pair of sleep doctors that will come to your house twice a year for 25 years to flip, rotate, and massage your mattress. We need sleep doctors to rotate a mattress.
And massage it.
You know why you rotate a mattress? Because the part that you were sleeping on failed.
Oh my God, I can't.
Why don't we replace the piece that has failed? This is insanity.
If people could see me right now, my jaw is just dropping.
I would put our mattress up against their $500,000 or $400,000 mattress in a sleep study.
Wow.
In a heartbeat. You hear me out there?
You'd be famous.
In a heartbeat.
You'd be famous. I'm going to tag Drake in this episode.
Yeah. You know, Patricia went to a private sleep consultation arranged by one of their employees who was a former tennis pro. They offered to send a car to pick her up. She didn't take it. She was only three blocks away. This was apparently in New York. They had goose down booties. Those were $200.
What's a goose down booty?
Something you best you put on before you get on the bed. Or like a slipper.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. So
pillows for your feet.
They got into their 2000 T mattress, $61,780. The lights were dim, the candles were burning. You know, it was the ambiance of a seance or a facial.
Mm.
You know, she says she's wow. got a, this woman has a fabulous sense of humor.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to listen to this,
she's like the anthropologist of mattresses.
I have had the opportunity to lay on some Hastings mattresses.
Okay.
And it didn't matter which one I laid on, they were all very soft.
Okay.
And I think part of their selling, part of how they sell is to give somebody a mattress that is very soft.
It's like part of their brand.
Part of their branding. But, you know, I mean, you can go to college for less than this.
Yeah, you could go to college and learn how to build your own mattresses for cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah. So she moves on to, you know, buying a bed that shows up in a duffel bag at her apartment. You know, with a couple, this is called a Layla mattress. And, you know, she watched a couple of online videos, spoke to someone. So she, you know, she dragged the duffel bag up the stairs. You know, you're kind of like a mule, she says. I could barely slide the bag across the floor. Every video shows the unpacker expressing delight with the complimentary extra large t-shirt that says, "Wake up."
Oh my God.
After maneuvering the hybrid out of the bag, I nervously used the enclosed Layla cutting blade to remove the outer plastic casing, trying to puzzle out which direction the unbound mattress would spiral so that it wouldn't smash into the table. I understood how chimps are taking IQ tests feel. Before I could get at the inner wrapping casing, my ladle started to expand, and within a minute or two, it was fully grown. I peeled off the last of the plastic to reveal a honeycomb-patterned charcoal gray mattress cover made from polyester, visco, rayon, and lycra spandex. So this is, you know, this is the experience people have with, you know, mattresses that show up in a box, and it's kind of cool to watch them expand.
Yeah.
But what, by compressing mattresses like that, you're actually destroying some of the cells of the foam.
Oh.
You're actually crushing them.
Because they're so compressed.
Right. And this has particular impact on polyurethane, because polyurethane, as I've mentioned, is like a plastic. And when you compress that, it stays compressed. Right? It tends to damage some of the of the cell structure.
Good to know.
Of the mattresses. So, kind of in conclusion, you know, she says, in truth, the more mattresses I slept on, the more I couldn't tell them apart. Even some of the mattresses that are highly recommended either by you know, some of the rating websites or even consumer products themselves. You know, she says, Jerry Epperson, an investment banker who specializes in the furniture and mattress field, told me, when an industry where five companies do 60 to 70% of the manufacturing, he named them Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Sleep Number, a manufacturer often sells the same product with various retailers and just call it by a different name, changing the color of the quilting pattern, making it thicker or thinner. The retailer can then slap a proprietary name, deeming the mattress exclusive to them. Amid all the shadiness and hyped marketing, how do you choose? Before you resort to eeny, meeny, miny, moe method, let me offer a few tips. Whether you buy online or in person, sample enough mattresses to figure out whether you prefer memory foam, latex, innerspring, adjustable, air-filled, or some combination. Don't buy any mattress that doesn't come with a trial period. Keep the mattress pristine during this time. Many people put a waterproof mattress protector on it.
Oh.
And let me share something about that. That'll make the mattress sleep very hot.
Oh, right.
Because your body heat has no place to go.
It's insulating, yeah.
Read the fine print on the return policy to avoid surprises. And some policies will allow only exchanges, not returns for money. Okay, Costco and Amazon, they're easy to return. And a little warning about warranties. Many of them are prorated. Many offer repairs, not refunds or replacements. And the criteria for determining what is covered can be stringent. Typically, the industry says there has to be a depression in the mattress of an inch and a half. And her comment is, I'm not sure even an elephant house guest could cause that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's and that's not with you in it, by the way. It has to be an inch and a half. They take a ruler and they put it across the entire bed and they measure down.
Right.
And if it's not depressed an inch and a half, you haven't violated their warranty. So these are the types of things that people are up against in the mattress industry. You know, her recommendations don't include, well, get one that really works well for you and that's made specific to your body.
Right.
Because they don't exist. That's where we separate ourselves.
Well, they do. They exist right here.
They exist right here.
At Custom Sleep Tech.
They don't exist in any of the major mattress brands that I just listed. You know, it's time in this industry, because there is so much research out there that says what a good night's sleep can do for you mentally, physically, that we look at a different alternative.
Yeah.
And I believe that custom sleep technology is a different alternative. And, you know, obviously we're doing a podcast to get that word out. And hopefully we can. We're going to have a podcast in the near future with a couple that bought our mattress.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to talk about their mattress journey. And
that's going to be a great show.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And they bought this mattress back, I want to say, in March, April time frame.
Okay.
Probably in the April time frame.
Of this year.
Of this year.
Okay.
And so that'll be an interesting episode to listen to.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So I hope this information was helpful. Lou, you're a young guy.
Sure.
You're in the market.
I'm in the market.
I'm going to give you some advice.
Okay.
Right? From the perspective of a mattress guy, you know, Bob the mattress guy.
Okay.
Next time you're in a bar, walk up to a pretty girl.
Okay.
And say, hey, do you by chance sleep on a memory foam mattress? Chances are, you know, she's going to say
yes. She might
yes.
say, yeah, okay.
And then what you should say is, you want to go traumatize it?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I don't think I would get very far with that pickup line.
Yes, and then duck.
Yeah.
You can check us out on the web at CustomSleepTech.com, on Facebook at Custom Sleep Technology, on Instagram at Custom Sleep Tech. We've been posting some videos. So you can also check us out on our new YouTube channel at Custom Sleep Technology. And if you want, you can even check me out at LinkedIn, at LinkedIn/in@RobertZukowski. That's ZUKOWSKI, if you want to know who I am and things that I've done. So, Lou, I think that does it for
this
today.
This is a great show. I love this episode. We're doing great.
We're doing great.
This is good information for the people out there, and I think they're going to find it very valuable.
I certainly hope so. And I want to just once again thank Patricia Marks for an incredible article. I think it's something that really needed to be written.
Yeah.
And I hope someday to meet Miss Marks.
Wonderful.
So, I wish you all the best out there. Sleep well until next time.